Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer, now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Mo Rocca has the lead, Peter. He has 3 points. Roy Blunt and Kerry O'Connor are tied for second place. Each has 2.
All right. We flipped a coin. Roy has decided to go first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that he was encouraged by the security progress he saw in blank.
In Iraq.
Right. Police are investigating what caused a 19-year-old man's shooting spree in a blank in Nebraska.
A mall in Ohio.
Right.
Omaha.
Yeah. The Supreme Court heard arguments this week about the rights of prisoners being held at blank.
Guantanamo.
Right. Anticipating huge interest, the Obama campaign moved his South Carolina appearance with blank to an 80,000-seat stadium.
Oprah.
Right. A grocery in New York City labeled all of their hams with signs reading blank.
Perfect for Hanukkah.
Exactly. Delicious for Hanukkah. But yeah. Because 80% of Americans now have mobile phones, AT&T this week said it was leaving the blank business after 129 years.
Well, the actual telephone dial phone.
Not quite. The payphone business.
Oh, payphone.
Payphone business. Okay. Kanye West and Amy Winehouse were the top nominees for this year's blank awards.
Grammy.
Right. Citizens of Madison, Wisconsin last weekend witnessed a high-speed chase, police cars pursuing a careening blank.
A man on a motorcycle.
No.
I don't mean a motorcycle. I mean a wheelchair.
A police car's lights on, careening, chasing a Krispy Kreme donut truck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The loaded Krispy Kreme truck was just too great a temptation for one Warren G. White Lightning. That's his name. He saw the truck in the convenience store parking lot. He hopped in, took off. Police from two agencies immediately sprang into action. They pursued White Lightning. As the donuts themselves flew out of the truck, they resisted the temptation. We don't know if they were falling out or he was throwing them out to distract them, but they resisted the temptation. They apprehended him. They rescued the donuts. They arrested White Lightning. And this is true. They're going to release the video of the pursuit on YouTube. So check for it there.
This is like life imitating The Simpsons.
I know. Carl, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Roy has the lead.
Very well done, Roy. All right, Kiri, you're up next. Yes. Please fill in the blank. Yes, applaud for Roy.
He deserves it.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Kiri. Fill in the blank. Venezuelans rejected blank's bid for constitutional changes so he could be reelected indefinitely.
Hugo Chavez.
Right. The teacher in Sudan who was jailed for naming a blank Muhammad was pardoned and went home to England.
Teddy Bear.
Right. On Sunday, the Idaho Statesman reported that as many as 8 men have come forward claiming to have had encounters with or been cruised by Senator Blank.
Larry Craig.
Right. The family of the late motorcycle showman Blank announced that his funeral will include fireworks.
Evel Knievel.
Right. A student driver in Texas passed his driving test and then blanked.
Crashed into the wall of the DMV.
Exactly right. The Baltimore Ravens stunned their fans when they practically threw away a win in the last 4 minutes of the game with the undefeated blanks.
New England Patriots.
Right. A new study showed that children's nighttime coughs may be best treated with a spoonful of blank.
Honey.
Right. Police were able to catch a monkey who had attacked a convenience store clerk when the woman blanked.
Offered a banana.
No. Identified the monkey in a lineup. Now, we wish that they had arrested the monkey, had it stand in a lineup room with a bunch of other monkeys that were just hanging around the office to see if the victim could spot the perp. Suspect number 4, could you turn and fling some poo? Thank you. No, it didn't work out quite that way. Instead, the woman named Brooke Ross was just shown photos of all the monkeys in her county. She was able to pick out the offender.
They have photos of all the monkeys
in the
county?
Yeah, the Animal Control Agency in this county had photos of all the monkeys. They keep those records.
That's like so
monkey?
Weird.
Was it that monkey? Was it this monkey?
Are monkey perps kept in a barrel?
Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Kiri had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Kiri has taken the lead.
Oh, my goodness. All right, then. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
He needs 7 correct.
That's a lot.
Ouch.
Here we go.
I don't know.
No, don't give up hope yet.
No, really, quit.
Give up hope. Give up hope 1 minute from now. Here we go. Yeah. Fill in the blank. This is for the game. Washington State Governor Christine Gregoire declared a state of emergency after storms caused severe blanking.
Flooding.
Right. With home foreclosure rates at an all-time high, President Bush announced a freeze on interest rates for subprime blank.
Mortgages.
Right. Investigators said that an Amtrak train that hit a freight train last week in Chicago was blank.
speeding.
Yes. Because of a computer software problem that causes engines to stall, Blank is recalling 1.2 million diesel trucks.
Ford?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Arguing that the FBI was overzealous in seizing documents from him in their 2005 raid, Congressman William Jefferson complained that one of the documents taken was Blank.
Forged?
No. It was his recipe for his drink, Jeff's Jazzy Mega Mango Fest.
Oh, gosh.
The Postmaster General announced the release next spring of a stamp commemorating crooner Blank.
Bing Crosby?
Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
For a second drunk driving offense in 3 years, 24-star Blank received 48 days in prison.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Right. A 77-year-old English man who was banned from breaking wind in his club was happy to oblige, saying Blank.
Next time I'll hold it?
No. He said, well, I am a loud farter, but there is no smell. Maurice King was surprised to receive a letter from the Kirkham Street Sports and Social Club telling him to take his excessive wind breakage outdoors. But he said, I'm happy to oblige them. I do get a bit windy. I am an old fart now. I think someone has complained about the noise. I am a loud farter, but there is no smell. Carl, did Mo do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers, but he had just 5 correct answers, Peter. So with 16 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Kerry. Well done.
Thank you so much.